Welcome. Yes, thank you very much. We appreciate that. It's time for the good stuff indeed.
The 5th annual Golden Valley Shootout in North Dakota coming up at Golden Valley this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, it's going to be bull riding with gates opening at 4, bulls buck at 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, it's the Wayne Herman Invitational, saddle broncs and barebacks. That's going to be starting at 1 o'clock with the gates and horses buck at 3 p.m. The Golden Valley Shootout, Golden Valley, North Dakota, coming up this weekend.
If you want fresh, hot news, you can go to TSLN.com for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and to get a subscription for all things cattle. Local, national, and international livestock industry news. Livestock auction reports and award-winning columnists. TSLN.com. Tri-State Livestock News. Get yours today.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. If you don't have time to make a trip down to Cherry County this fall, well, maybe next summer. Start planning on that. Go to visitvalentine.org and check out and make your whole itinerary. Take in the Nebraska Star Party, a scenic Niobrara River trip, a national scenic river, and a national treasure. And, of course, a lot of other things yet to do here in the Valentine area. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check it out at visitvalentine.com. You know, the other night I ordered takeout, and when I looked in the bag, I saw they had included 4 sets of plastic silverware. In other words, someone at the restaurant packed my order, took a second to think about it, and then estimated that there must be at least 4 people eating to require such a large amount of food. Too bad I was eating by myself. There's nothing like being made to feel like fat before dinner.
That's funny. I've had a few of these, and I just can't resist. Here are some signs that maybe you're drinking too much coffee.
Uh-oh.
Do you have a picture of your coffee mug on your coffee mug?
No, I don't.
Well, that's a good sign. You can outlast the Energizer Bunny. That's a good sign. You short out motion detectors. You have a conniption over spilled milk. Oh, too much coffee can be a problem. You don't even wait for the water to boil anymore. And your nervous twitch registers on the Richter scale. Folks, if any of those caught your attention, you might be drinking too much coffee. So I went for some tests at the doctor recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he phoned back with the results. He said, I have good news and bad news. So what's the good news? I asked him. He said, well, you're not a hypochondriac.
That's not what you want to hear, is it?
No, not at all. And here's another piece. A 54-year-old woman had a heart attack and was taken to the hospital. While on the operating room, she had a near-death experience. Seeing God, she asked, is my time up? God said, no, you have another 43 years, 2 months, and 8 days to live. Upon recovery, the woman decided to stay in the hospital and have a facelift, liposuction, breast implants, and a tummy tuck. She even had someone come in and change her hair color and brighten her teeth. Since she had so much more time to live, she figured she might as well make the most of it. After her last operation, she was released from the hospital. While crossing the street on her way home, she was killed by an ambulance. Arriving in front of God, she demanded, I thought you said I had another 43 years. Why didn't you pull me from out of the path of the ambulance? God replies, I didn't recognize you.
Oh, yeah. Maybe don't change too much out there.
There you go.
We haven't heard any southern / redneck humor for days now.
That's right. We have not. And I've been waiting.
So here are some top things you would never hear a southerner or redneck say ever, no matter how much they'd had to drink, no matter how far from the south they've wandered, and no matter how much the skunks are threatening them. Here's something they're not going to say. I'll take Shakespeare for $1,000, Alex. Duct tape won't fix that. Not going to hear him say that.
Nope.
Lisa Marie was lucky to catch Michael. No.
Oh, nope.
Come to think of it, I'll have a Heineken.
No.
Not going to catch that one either. And one more of those. We don't keep firearms in this house. Some things you're not going to hear a redneck or a southerner say ever. But you heard us say them right here on The Good Stuff.